Hello and welcome to the Clan After Battle podcast. I've got with me Kev McCorskey. Craig Anderson's going to be joining us in just a wee second. I think first and foremost there, Kev, I feel like this podcast isn't a podcast, it's a podcast. Because every single time, right, following up there from the 2-0 defeat against Manchester Storm, we said after the last home game there just how important this game was. So I don't know, does disappointing cover it, I guess? It's a tough one, especially a three-game weekend to start like that.
Yes, it was a funny game, Gerry, in that I really felt, certainly for the first two periods, you know, if it was a boxing match, Clan would have been well ahead on points. Dominating would be too strong a word, but we were certainly having more of the play and more of the possession. I have to say, though, it always looked to me as though Manchester might just break away and do something. It looked as though we had more of the puck and had more shots, although I would argue there maybe weren't enough quality shots in there, but we certainly had more of the play. But it always looked as though they might just sneak out, break out quickly and get something. It never looked as though the curse again, I guess, Gerry, was we don't have the quality around the net. We were making chances, we were out shooting them, but were those shots quality shots? Yes, Ginn had a couple of big saves, but we didn't trouble him enough with quality shots, I would say, for the amount of possession we had in their zone.
I think Ginn had a fantastic game, but you're right, it wasn't really till the end of the game that he really started pulling them out of the bag when the pressure was there. And you're right, it's a bit more of a frantic moment. For me, I feel like the disappointing bit is it's a bit of the same again, isn't it? Where you're like, we did have a lot of good puck possession. We were approaching, it looked like a good assist opportunities coming up, but actually we don't get the stick on the end of it. And all the shots seem to be coming from outside the circles, from the blue line. I mean, Travis Earhart looks really threatening from the blue line. And you are thinking, it'd be so easy to go, gosh, we're so unlucky, because all you need is that little tip there. But like you're saying, you did fancy Manchester to be a bit luckier. And were they lucky, were they not? I think they, on the balance, deserved a win there. I mean, the first goal, how often have we seen that goal? Yeah. It's not really a dangerous, I mean, it's a dangerous play, but is it really a shot? It's just a good, he just throws it in there. Killeen's unsighted. Killeen had another fantastic game again as well, steadily through the game. And, you know, and those ones go in. The second one, are we unlucky there? Yeah, there's an elbow right to Laporte's face. Sejan gives him an elbow. Clear as day for me, that one. And they go down the other end, but you know, you've got to play the game as it's being called at the time. So do we feel unlucky? A little bit, but did we deserve more? I couldn't say that we did.
I think what you can say, Gerry, is if you try and be a bit dispassionate about it, we had two of the lowest scoring teams in the league on the ice tonight, and they actually look like two teams that don't have any confidence around the net. Mm. It was never going to be a high scoring game the way it panned out. I think their opening goal, which was really decisive in its timing and you know, the impact it had in the game, there was a little bit of confusion as the puck went into our zone as to whether it was an ice or not, and you know, young Liam was a bit kind of off his stride a little bit, because I think he expected a whistle that didn't come. And then Patrick went behind the net and we somehow managed not to clear the zone and get in each other's way a little bit. And as you say, you know, Manchester just did the right thing at the right time there, and it was always going to be a struggle for us to come back from that.
I mean, I'm glad you mentioned, obviously, Liam Stenton there, because he's been a real bright spark this season. I think it's worth mentioning. It was probably a big moment for him as well to be out on the ice without that cage on as well, and without his helmet for a moment, actually. At one point, I think that happened as well. But he's been really fantastic, and there'll be those little things that you've got to work out your system. It's like the Elite League's a different kind of league, those little kind of things, like not expecting that, like you mentioned. But I think he's been absolutely fantastic. Killeen's been really good. I think the penalty kill was excellent tonight. I think your penalty kill looks really solid, and the communication is there on that penalty kill that we want to see on the power play. What were your thoughts on the power play tonight? Because that's, I mean, we had the chances again tonight, and you're not going to win games if you're not going to score power play goals.
We're just all round struggling to score goals. And you know, the power play is probably the prime culprit at the moment, obviously. But you have to look, Gerry, at two consecutive home games with the same outcome, 2-0 reverse, to be shut out twice against two of the less fancied teams in the league in your own barn is really quite tough to take. And, you know, maybe it's actually going to be a good thing for the guys to get on the road. Sometimes you can kind of just break habits, and it might be that we, the best of our three-game weekend is hopefully still to come. Because, you know, I would say compared to the game against Coventry last week, we played, I think, much better tonight.
Yeah.
But if we're not going to score goals, we're not going to win games. It's as simple as that.
I mean, and that, is that where the luck kind of thing started? You're tempted to kind of say it, because you look at those chances. Bjerrum, even before we pulled a goalie, you just think, how does that not go in? It's there. Again, plays fantastic, does everything he can. He's such an agile, and he's a quick, responsive, reactive goalie, and he makes things really difficult. But his D around him are just blocking everything. Clan's shots are limited to the outside or with their back to goal. And, you know, we were hoping Wah would come in and provide a bit of that. But we need the puck in front of people. I'm thinking early back there as well, right in the first period. Matt Beckett, back on the power play as well, had a glorious opportunity. And it seemed to take an age to get that shot. We had it there. And you're thinking, if he's maybe up and firing, like, that's his bread and butter. He loves that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Was a big game for him as well. Moved around the lines a little bit tonight as well, after kind of playing on different lines. So, but that didn't quite create the chances that we wanted.
I think, though, this is going to sound maybe a bit harsh, but it's a theory I've long held, and just because it doesn't suit where we are, I don't feel I can change my view of the world. But I'm happy to talk about bad luck in a period, a shift, maybe in a game.
Yeah.
Maybe over a couple of games you've got some injuries. But I've always said, over the course of a season, where you finish at the end of a season is where you deserve to finish.
Yeah.
Because over the stretch, everybody has injuries, bad luck, etc., etc. And when it all evens out, at the end of the season, where you are is where you deserve to be. I don't think luck comes into it when you take it over the entire piece of a season. So I think it's a bit dangerous for us to say too often we were unlucky there. Some nights we just weren't good enough.
Yeah, because you're relying on a bit of luck. I think if we'd have scored tonight, it would almost have taken that bit of luck rather than something that looked like we were crafting. There was never a moment where you're like going, that's the ticket, that's the thing now. It's going to be, you know, when you look back at the start of the season and Nolan Laporte and Chad Rowe and Rasmus Bjerrum were just tic-tac, tic-tac, and just carving people open and getting the puck in front, shots away with the puck in front of them in between the hash marks in that slot. Doesn't even look close to kind of getting there at the moment. Like, there's not a goal in this team that you go, that's a stereotypical Clan goal, let alone across each line having their individual style of goal.
I think any goal would be a great Clan goal. Let's take anything we can. But you know, the guys are struggling badly from a confidence point of view. I think that's what it is. It maybe takes one game where we do have a period where we get a couple of lucky goals to kind of open, let guys' shoulders drop and let them do the natural thing a little bit. And relax into their natural game. At the moment, I think people are just struggling so badly to try and turn things around that it's probably been counterproductive at the moment.
Yeah, because I totally agree. I don't think anyone's really saying there's now a lack of effort or anything like that. You can see the endeavour out there. There is just that kind of frustration around not getting the quality chances, and how long can that go for? You know, guys are definitely struggling out there. It's a tough one for the head coach, for Zach to take. He's now got this big weekend ahead. You're hoping this was the big home game, but you're absolutely right. You know, without kind of, you know, throwing the toys out of the pram completely here, you're going like, well, on the faces of it, like, we now look like the team that's not going to make the playoffs. Like, judging on those last couple of games. However, the opportunity is there to change it with two really fantastic away results. But it's a hell of an ask. But the fans are going to be travelling with them, so maybe that should help.
That's going to help a lot. But, you know, Clan in Manchester, before the game started tonight, I said to one of the guys, I can see this weekend going that they win here and we win there.
Yeah.
That there's so little between the teams.
Yeah.
And I think we've had a win down there already this season. So I wouldn't be surprised if the win actually comes on Sunday for us against the Storm, but it's still very much there now in the driving seat, and Finner will be a very happy man tonight, I would imagine.
And you've definitely got to give credit to Manchester Storm. I mean, they've come in, they've played that classic road game. I mean, they've not conceded a goal. It's not the traditional team that you think of Manchester Storm having, actually. They've not got the big bodies and and what have you there. They're literally, they've got a lot of kind of smaller guys that are kind of pacier, who are high-skilled. Fawcett had a fantastic game tonight as well. Yeah. And really producing some nice hockey at times. So I think there's got to be some credit handed there.
I think they're quite interesting to watch. I mean, I always love seeing a little speedy guy, and they've got a couple of little kind of pocket dynamos in the team. And I think that adds an entertainment angle to it.
Yeah.
And you've got guys that are a little bit maybe unorthodox and look a bit different from the crowd. And
we'll talk about unorthodox and a little bit different from the crowd. There's Zach Sullivan over there, Kev. Let's you're trying to look a bit casual in the corner. Well, can we just jump on you there?
Yeah, go for it.
So how are you finding it then? It must be, you still going to the wrong dressing room when you come up to Clan, or have you kind of settled into that now?
No, I kind of worked out, and this is our third time here, so. No,
sorry, Sully. We just totally jumped you there, but we had to do it.
No, it's always nice to come back, but it's luckily this time we got the win instead of you guys. I think all three games have been quite close.
Mm-hmm.
I think we match up quite well. I think it was a good game out there, and we got the tip in the third that put the puck past Killer, who's obviously a great goalie, and I just don't think you guys got the bounces that you kind of need it against Ginner. He's goalie as well, so.
Yeah, he had a fantastic, I mean, it was an exciting end, for the neutral fans in the building. Like, I saw that kind of cheer that he gave up at the end there. What was he saying in the middle of that huddle?
Oh, he was just,
can you say it?
No, I don't think I can repeat it. But no, he was obviously excited. I think it's only his second shutout, and he plays lights out for us every week. So, I know Clan have had their own adversity, but we've got our own. We're missing Dallas, our captain, and Critchie, one of our top centres. So it was a big win for us, especially the way the league's shaping up, and for Ginner to get a shutout, which he obviously deserves, it's great for him.
Coming into this game, was there an attitude whereby, or an awareness, should I say, of how important this game is in terms of like the playoffs now, that push? How much the league has changed over this year has been so interesting. This dogfight's been going on for like about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Was there a real feeling on the bus that like this is a big four-pointer, or is it more the weekend as a total?
Yeah, I mean, we've been looking at this weekend. We train on Tuesday and Thursday, and we've been looking at it as a do-or-die weekend. We need, as I'm sure these guys are, we need 4 to 6 points out of the weekend, and it's obviously a great start, but if we go to Dundee tomorrow and don't turn up, then it's all for nothing. So, great start for us. Not as great for you guys, but we've still got two games over the weekend, both of us, and hopefully we get the results.
Yeah, no, of course. I was just talking with Kev there before I hijacked you in the corridors here, and we're actually saying the Manchester Storm team, this current Manchester Storm team, isn't like your archetypal. You've played against plenty of these Storm teams.
Yep.
Finner likes to build them big in there, the small ice, what have you. But actually, you've got a lot of kind of smaller, compact, fast, skillful guys who transition the puck really well. And actually, on ice, like here at Brayhead, that probably plays out better than it does in the Storm Shelter.
Yeah, I mean, I overheard you talking about Fosse and he's so fast, he's and any kind of extra room he gets, especially on the big ice, is just plays into his game so well. And Frankie Melton's another one. He came in a month or two ago, and he's
great.
So good with the puck. He manages to create space for himself, and I just think the way we play in general, we're quick up on the forecheck. We don't mind dumping pucks if we have to, and I think the way that we're playing this year suits all ices, which is great, because obviously no one likes coming into our rink. It's not the greatest rink in the league, but we know how to play in it. We know how to use the bounces and the boards to our advantage, and we know that we can come here and we can play a game to win a game, especially with Ginner in net. He made some outstanding saves again tonight. So,
Kev, I think that's really interesting what Sully's saying there, because there's a really interesting point coming out, which is like the ability to change your style of hockey. And maybe that's something, actually, when we're trying to look at what's been going on here with the Clan, is there maybe that lack of ability to suddenly change the method, change, like, that's not working, let's go to plan B, let's go to plan C, and it's a very different style just to get you that little bit of luck. Oh, here comes Bonnie Prince Charlie. Craig Anderson joined us as well there. Are you going
to
leave then, Sully?
Yeah, I think I might have to grab
You might have
bus.
To get the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to try and keep you there, but all right, fair enough. Thanks, Sully.
Thank you.
We've been ticking over a bit, just to kind of wrap it up there, because you've arrived just at the end. We're just sort of talking. It was interesting hearing what Sully said there, and actually that Manchester Storm team has found a way to play in their own rink, but also in the much bigger ices as well, and almost essentially change up their styles. Could that be something that maybe we were missing at Clan, that ability to go completely different style? Right, that's not working. Boom, go to two. Yeah, whether it is dumping chase rather than the kind of like connectivity thing we've been trying to go for. It could that be the secret?
I think undoubtedly that would be the ideal, Jerry. But again, right now, I think it's just finding one style that works for us because we're just no winning games. I think it would be a nice luxury to be able to say, yeah, we can play that style one night and change it the next. But right now it's just find a winning style.
And then
absolutely, if we were in that position to change things up, fine. But we need to find a winning formula first before we can change.
I think I win to get the monkey off the back, because it's starting to get that way. That's five losses in a row now. We're going to a tough place in Coventry tomorrow, a place we've not won this season, and then go to Manchester on Sunday, which, yeah, we've won, but Manchester on the back of that, and let's say they get the win in Dundee tomorrow, they really are, you know, starting to build up ahead of momentum. The weekend's just got a little bit tougher, I think, on the back of that. And I think there are positives to take from this. I'm not going to be one of these cheerleaders, and we have been critical when we've done this podcast. But from what we've seen of this team tonight, there's life in there. We just need to find that scoring touch. And the guys, confidence is low, I get that. I think once one goes in, I think you might see a difference. You know, the two shutouts don't look good, of course. You know, when you look at them in isolation, it just doesn't look good. But there is life about this team. I still believe, and I know that sounds as though there's a bit of a question mark on that at the end of it, but...
Yeah, you did go up there, but I still believe. Like, and I went high.
But again, we talked about the fixtures in the last podcast, and there are some games there we can win and build up ahead of steam. And I think from probably 45, 50 minutes of this performance tonight, I think Clan would be good enough to just stay above that black line and no more. Right now, I would take that.
And it's been a very similar story for quite a wee while, hasn't it? That's just that 50 minutes that generally looking like you're doing enough, roundabout enough. But as Kev's been saying as well, without actually creating like grade A goal scoring opportunities, you think one's about to come and then it never quite gets there. And it looks like the team are just hesitating that moment on. It's almost as if they're not quite sure where the teammate is. You know, that little look up, is he? And then by that time, that split second takes away that golden chance.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times tonight where, I'm not going to name names, but players have picked up the puck and you think, oh, they're going to take a shot here. And instead of taking the shot, they'll either hold on to it a little split second longer or they'll play a pass that maybe doesn't look like it needs to be played. But I'm not on the ice. I can only call it from where I am. And it just feels like that to me sometimes.
Yeah, just taking the opportunity when it's occurred, which I think happens when your confidence is high. You're like, this is what we do when we score a goal. It's this thing.
Is that little
still searching for
that little seed of doubt that maybe creeps into their mind in that moment?
Yeah.
And you can absolutely understand it.
Absolutely.
The way things are at the moment. I think where we are right now and get into that string of away matches, I mean, we're obsessively talking at the moment about making the playoffs. I think this team has to treat every game from here on in like a playoff game. It's almost like every game is do or die. There's no luxury of we can afford to sit back for a couple of nights and make things up. We've got to be playing tomorrow night, Sunday night, as if those are playoff games and our season depends on them.
Period one, from the start.
So I would say we're into the playoffs to make the playoffs. We need to be playing playoff hockey from here on in, or our season's going to be over too quick.
There we go. Right, we'll wrap it there, gentlemen. I've just walked in at the end there and just took over, so we'll call it a day there. This is Clan After Battle with me, Craig Anderson, albeit briefly, with Jerry McLaughlin and Kevin McCosgrey leading the conversation. Good of Zach Sullivan to join us as well for this fourth episode.
I think we did what we set out to do.
So keep up to date with the Clan on the website, clanihc.com. Like the official Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. The new Clan chat is out there for download as well. We spoke to Scott Tansky and Liam Stenton this week, so check those out. And well, I think this is us for 3 weeks, isn't it? We'll be back on the 18th of March in the Dundee game.
We'll probably win loads of games because we're not doing the podcast. That's a great idea.
In the meantime, thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.